It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kochik.
So soybeans are currently ranging from R4 to R6, which is the full pod to full seed stages. Dry beans currently range from R4 to R5, which is full pod to beginning seed. For field peas, harvest has already begun for the earliest seeded and the earliest maturing crops. And of course, this is largely driven by the dry conditions. But some of the standing crops, they're still ranging from early to full maturity, which is R5 to R7. And we're seeing some greener crops out west in Manitoba. Faba beans range from R5 to R6, which is full pod to beginning maturity. And the seed filling period for all of these crops is a critical time for moisture. The seeds are filling, but unfortunately, we're already seeing some aborted seeds within pods. So it will be interesting to see how these crops progress over the coming weeks. There was a small storm that passed through Manitoba on Friday, dropping hail. Hail damage at these late stages can cause some serious yield loss, unfortunately. But so far, damage has only been reported as leaf loss and shredding with minimal pod loss.
Cassandra, give us a bit of a pest update.
When it comes to pests right now, we're seeing the odd infestation of soybean aphids and two spotted spider mites in soybean crops around the province. Once soybeans reach the R6 stage, though, aphids and spider mites are no longer a threat to yield. Grasshoppers also continue to be an issue in some fields. And we'll see more movement of grasshoppers into soybeans as nearby crops get harvested. Disease pressure remains very low overall, which is great. But we have seen the odd case of Phytophthora root rot, northern stem canker, and white mold in soybeans. But we are finding that these diseases are showing up due to high disease loads from previous years.
Talk a little bit about spider mites.
Yeah, so spider mite infestations, as I mentioned, they're popping up in the odd place in Manitoba. They appear as white speckling on the leaves. And if you look on the underside, you can actually find the tiny little mites. But as they develop, they tend to form webs over the leaves, and it can look pretty chalky. So if you're seeing this, definitely keep an eye on it. The threshold for spider mites is about 20% damage to plants or 20% infestation in the field. There are cases where you can do spot spraying, and they'll often move in on the edges of fields, so definitely just keep an eye on it. But as I mentioned, if the crops are reaching R6, you should be in the clear from damage.
And I just wanted to talk a little bit about feeding pea straw to cattle.
Yeah, so with the feed shortages in Manitoba and these awful dry conditions, we have farmers looking to alternative feed sources, and pea straw can be one of those. So it can be a safe seed source, but the nutrient value can vary pretty widely. One of our biggest recommendations is to test that feed value of that straw, but we definitely recommend balancing your rations that contain pea straw. It can be very brittle and light, and we have heard that these bales can break apart pretty easily. So you want to handle them carefully, and we also recommend maybe cutting your pea crop a little bit higher so that there's some stubble for that pea straw to rest on if you are planning to bale up that straw afterward. And if you're looking for more information on feeding pea straw, we're going to have it in the Bean Report newsletter coming out tomorrow.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kochik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.